happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And on Tuesdays, we like to check the breaking news in the world of technology, and we have the expert on all things related to the technological universe in Ari Zoldan. He is the head of Quantum Media Group, and he rejoins us. Ari, I look forward to our Tuesday chats because I'm such a sucker for technology, though I am afraid. I'm afraid that they're going to, you know, the robots are going to kill us all one day. And if they don't, then my autonomous car is going to drive me off the cliff at some point when I don't want it to. But I know, I'm the weirdo that shouldn't be worried about these things. Anyway, welcome back. Good to have you.
Kevin, no problem. And you know, we've been friends for a long time, both, you know, personally and professionally. I've got your back no matter what. Know that.
You're going to beat the robots off with a typewriter if I need you to.
I will do that in a heartbeat for you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you. Speaking of autonomous, and this is so on Mondays, I sometimes speak with Hillary Kramer of Kramer Research and Investments, and they have been so bullish on all things related to autonomous vehicles, manufacturing, et cetera, in recent days. But it really is starting to take to the forefront, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, this is amazing, and we're starting to see retail getting involved in it as well, which is very exciting. I mean, we've heard, you know, for years, but it's been basically a business to business conversation, but now it's coming down to the B2C model, business to consumer, which is very exciting. For instance, Domino's just announced they're going to be doing a self-driving car for pizza delivery, and just so, to understand the magnitude of money. SoftBank invested about $1 billion into this startup, and they're also launching with pilots like CVS, Walmart, and Kruger. The company's name is Nuro, and we're going to be seeing a lot of headlines coming out of that company. But again, autonomous everything. It's not just driving. It's across the board. It's going to be disrupting, again, every single sector. Similarly, what we've seen with the Ubers and the Airbnb of the world. So investments are going to start pouring into the sector. And it's not the future, Kevin. It's happening today.
How long until I pick up my PDA device, stick in a code, order my pizza through an app that goes to a computer machine at the Domino's that then the machine autonomously makes the pizza, puts it in some way in the delivery vehicle, and the delivery vehicle brings it to me without another human being being involved in the process?
I would be surprised if it's north of 3 to 4 years. They've already got the technology to be able to do it. They're now betaing and pilot testing all this stuff now.
Well, because everything I just named, on some degree, they've already got some of the pieces, right? So I can already order from the app and watch the progress of the pizza be made. I think that does go directly into their system. Now, I think there you still have, like, pizza makers at the store, so that part isn't quite completely, fully automated yet. But then if the only human is making the pizza, putting the pizza in the box and sticking the box in the robot car to get it there, we're very doggone close.
Yeah, we are. And today with technology, I always say it's more about the integration, because exactly what you said, we have the bits and pieces. They've already been created. Now, how do we integrate them together so it's completely seamless? And that's always a challenge. And then, you know, you have to couple that with safety and standards and regulations. But there's no questions where we're headed in that direction. You know, you mentioned something interesting, the actual pizza man. Keep in mind, Kevin, that unfortunately that pizza man will be replaced as well with some sort of autonomous machine. And that's unfortunate, because whether you're a chauffeur or you're laying bricks or any type of job that has already been on some level commoditized will be replaced with machinery. So it's going to cause, I think, a serious shift in our labor market. And really the question is now, well, what happens to these people that have spent the past 20, 30 years working in the industry and now they're being by robots?
Yeah, well, and that's becoming a greater and greater reality. And I think that it's going to do a couple of things, Ari. I think that the for the scale and efficiency of, you know, big commercial enterprises, I think that the completely autonomous route is going to be perfected. I don't see how businesses avoid, you know, doing that economically long term. But then I think what that's going to create is not necessarily a black market, but kind of an elite market where if you want the handcrafted artisan pizza, there will be a different place that you can go to get that. And the value will be on the fact that it is still handmade and artisan in its, you know, crafting, and that there's going to be a whole different, market. It's not going to be like it is now where you have like a Pizza Hut and a Domino's and those guys making kind of half and halves. Domino's and Pizza Hut are going to go completely autonomous at some point. But then you're still going to have the brick oven places that do it the old fashioned way. And that will have greater market value because of that handcrafting.
I agree that that will never go away. But I would push back there, Kevin, and I would say that that's going to shrink, because as technology continues to evolve and learn from itself, it's going to become sharper, clearer. It's going to continue to learn from its mistakes. You know, I used to think that the whole, for instance, the bespoke custom tailoring would never go away, right? There will always be people out there, tailors that can handcraft a suit that machines can't replicate. But they're coming darn close, I have to tell you. There are scanning machines today, if you even go into some retail stores, where they'll take hundreds of data points as it relates to points on your body and put it into systems and scanners, and the output is amazing in terms of the type of suit you're going to get. So I do agree there will always be a space for higher level bespoke handcrafted, whether it's food, shoes, suits, but I think that market is very, very slim, and I think mass market is going to take.
I don't think there's any question about it. I think that the commercial side of things eventually we'll all be, you know, done that way. And it's not that people force will be eliminated. It's that people force will have to operate these machines and robots and computers and tell them what to do and how to do it and that sort of thing over time. But, you know, we'll figure that out as we go along.
Yeah. It's an interesting space to watch. And, you know, I'd love to cover with you, Kevin, in the audience. There's something called the fourth revolution. It sounds like, you know, a war field. We're moving into an era right now where it's a culmination of all these new technologies working together. It's called the fourth revolution, what the industry's calling, and it's going to be very, very interesting.
Cool.
To follow how things develop over the next couple of years.
And then we're going to pay with everything via blockchain. So that's the end game. See, robots killed us. They won. They took everything, and you didn't have my back, Ari Zoldan. You broke your promise,
your back, Kevin. I have your, if I don't have your back, my avatar is going to have your back.
Very well said. Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin.
Don't go away.